Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995-QYK. JR and Kevin here. Lana is out, but we're going to check in with her in a little bit because she's out on a very special errand that she's very emotional about. I want to talk to her about it. All right, so we all remember this theme, right? Oh, yes. Takes you back to your childhood. And if you're a little bit older, it takes you back to your child's childhood.
Yes.
So this is a big deal. Let me grab this story real quick. You had this game?
Oh, my gosh. Of course. I played this all the time. I actually had the one that was combined with Duck Hunt.
Oh, yes. And the gun? The gun?
Yeah. So I had the double game. So, yeah. I actually still have my original Nintendo with the game. So
that is fantastic. Yeah. All right. Super Mario Brothers is what we're talking about. And it sold a sealed copy. So a brand new copy of it. Never opened. Never played. This guy probably bought two or whatever, yeah, thinking this was going to happen. Well, he sold it at an auction for $114,000. So some collector wanted this in their collection. And by the way, I didn't even know that they were that collectible.
I know there's some rare video games out there that are highly collectible and worth a lot of money.
It was really one of the first, like, advanced, you know, you're coming out of, like, the Pong age.
Well, Atari was big, and Nintendo really took video games kind of to the next level, yeah.
So they made this happen, and it was graded in A-plus condition. They do that at auctions and whatnot, and it was pretty insane. So they exceeded $114,000 for a sealed copy of the very first Super Mario Brothers. One of my favorite levels is when you went down in the dungeon. It was like, da-da-da-da-da. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
That's crazy. That's insane. I wonder what your system's worth.
Oh, it can't be worth much.
You don't think so?
Sometimes I can't even get the games to work on it. I mean, it's 35 years old. You know, I mean, it's an old system.
They did this auction on Friday, and the Friday's auction of sealed Nintendo games brought in over $699,000.
My goodness.
Wow. That is fantastic. Wow. Some collector got that. So it got me thinking, and I got something I want to share with you too, but what is that toy, game, whatever it is from your childhood that you still own? I want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Got your Universal tickets coming up for you at 740. It's 995-QYK. JR and Kevin here. Lana out today. And we're talking about this amazing price that a sealed game of Super Mario Brothers, the original one from 1985, sold for $114,000 at an auction. So it got me thinking, you know, you go up in the attic when you're cleaning things out or wherever in the garage and you go, man, I still have this toy from when I was a kid. And I want to see what toys you have from your childhood that maybe still work or you still have that was so popular. We got Nicole in Riverview right now. Nicole, what was that game or toy that you played with that you still have?
My mother has our original Atari and all the games.
Right.
And then the Nintendo and then she also has a handheld one that has the adapter to play the console games on the handheld.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. I totally know what you're talking about. I remember it was the Game Boy where you could put it onto the Nintendo and adapt. I totally remember that. It's so cool.
Does everything still work?
Absolutely. Awesome. My girls played it a couple years ago, and they were just blown away by the lack of
graphics.
Anything. Yes.
What is this, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so cool to sit there and just see it and go, oh, my God, this is what we used to play with.
Oh, I love that. Well, you have a great day. I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what is that game or toy that you still have as an adult that you've played as a kid?
Pac-Man and Donkey Kong.
Oh, Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong was legit. I remember
it was.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, we appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too, bye.
You know what I still have?
What?
You remember that the handheld, you know, there's like the mini version of those games, and it was just like a little square box.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I have Paperboy.
Remember
Paperboy?
Absolutely.
I still have that one. The graphics are horrible.
Oh, they're terrible.
You're going to only go left and right.
I know.
Chuck the papers.
Yep.
I have that one. And then remember in Home Alone 2, he has that little talk boy that he talks into?
Yes.
I have that, and my parents, like, shopped everywhere for it, and it was like a big deal when that movie came out, Home Alone 2, around Christmas time. And they went to a Toys R Us, and they're like, hey, man, we're looking for a Game Boy. And the guy goes, shh. don't say that too loud. Because they were like insane and sold out.
Yeah.
And they're like, come in the back with me.
Oh.
Come in the back. It was like a crazy thing.
The secret of action.
And the guy said to my parents, walk straight to the cash register and walk out. Because people are just going crazy over
it. Yeah,
that's funny. I think my mom still has her Barbies as a kid. That's got to be worth something.
Gotta be.
Because they used to come in these cases, like these like suitcases, right. Like mini suitcases. So
yep.
Very cool. But hey, the story, Super Mario Brothers sealed game, the original from 1985, sold for $114,000 at auction. That's a great payday. By the way, if I could get over $100,000 for a game, there's not a game that I would keep for that.
Never.
Some people would turn that down. They're hardcore gamers.
How?
I can't do it. Yeah. Coming up, Military Monday at 7:05. Going to honor a service member right here in our community. Hang on. That is a perfect song for Military Monday. Florida Georgia Line, I love my country. What's up? It's JR 995 QYK with Tampa Bay's morning crew. And we want to honor someone in our community today for Military Monday. And today we have Katie on the phone. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you reaching out to us so we can nominate and recognize somebody obviously very special in your life. And it's your husband, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Your husband, Mark. Tell us about Mark.
Mark has been, he'll be in active duty Air Force 17 years in September.
Wow.
Which is crazy. he just returned home from a one-year deployment, so we are so excited to have him home. We've got four boys, and it was a really tough year for us, but like I said, we're super happy to have him home. I'm really proud of him and just for serving our country and for providing for our family.
Do you mind, Ivan, can I ask where he was deployed?
Yeah, he was in Qatar.
Okay, gotcha. Man, one year without, you know, the boys having their dad around and your husband around. Tell me about when he came back. I mean, we always see these videos of, you know, families being reunited. Tell me how that was.
Well, it was a little different, as I'm sure everyone can understand. We didn't have a huge crowd. The airport was dead because of just everything with COVID. But we were still able to celebrate and see him. He came home. It was 3 days of just delays, and he might come home, he might not come home. So that kind of sent us on a bit of an emotional roller coaster because we were getting towards the tail end of 1 year, and it was like, he's coming home, he's not coming home, he's coming home, he's not coming home. So a little emotional roller coaster, but met him at the airport, and it was just, gosh, it was like everything kind of melted away at that point when we finally got to see him and hug him, and just, it was an incredible experience for sure.
That is so great. What are the ages of your boys?
All right, so there's a couple.
There's four, right?
We've got four boys. It's a crazy life, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Our oldest is about to be 17 and 14 and 9 and 5.
Wow. So you actually met him before he went into the Air Force or just about the same time?
No, I actually met him after he was already in. He had been in for a couple years.
Got it.
But yeah, we met in Charleston, South Carolina.
Let me ask you this. What was the meal that he was most looking forward to at home? Like, you know how you have like your favorite food. You're like, I can't wait till I get home to eat this. What was that?
Oh my gosh. Everything. Mostly like everything. I wish they got fed better over there. That's one thing that it's like on my heart to try and fix.
Yeah.
I wish they got fed a little bit better over there since they're over there for so long, but mostly the grill. Anything on the grill.
Well, the cool thing, Katie, is you're like the most phenomenal cook ever when he gets home. He's always on time for dinner. You make the best stuff ever, so the appreciation is real when he gets back.
Yes, absolutely. It's real. It's definitely real to have that home-cooked meal, and hey, it's a win in my book, too.
I love that. I love that. Well, listen, Katie, we are so indebted to not only Mark, but you, because you are at home with four boys, and there's a lot of unknowns going on as your husband serves overseas in our Air Force, and we just want to say thank you to him. So can you pass up to him, and also we want to say thank you to you, Katie. We are so glad you're a part of our community, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor your husband and to honor you as well.
Thank you so much. It's definitely a family affair for sure.
Absolutely.
He's active duty. He serves, but we all serve in our own way too, and we're just really proud of him, and you guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
You got it. And what time's dinner?
Dinner, 5:30. Come on over.
I got to get some of this cooking, Katie.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, give our love to him. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks so much. You too.
All right, take care. Literally one of my favorite things we do here, Military Monday, recognizing somebody in our community. If you want to nominate someone, you can do it right now, 995QYK.com for Military Monday or First Responder Friday. Well, we're doing a 7:15 second date update replay today with Lana out. It's 995QYK, and this one was a little creepy. It was between Mitchell and Stephanie. Mitchell sounded like a great guy. When we first got him on the phone, he was telling us about the date. But then we found out something that he did on the date that probably would have creeped you out as well. But first, here is Mitchell telling us about his date with Stephanie.
So, yeah, we met on a dating thing, and we ended up going out a couple of weeks ago, met up and went to Caddy's in Bradenton.
Okay.
And it was, I thought it went really well. So, we had a good time and walked her out and, it was like just everything was really good. And then since then, I just can't, I don't know. She's like, has not stopped responding. And I don't know what exactly happened because it seemed like it went really well. And I'm just kind of going a little crazy about it and seeing if you guys could help me here.
All right. So when you think back to the date conversation, you felt like it flowed really well. Like there was no awkward pauses. You know, you didn't have anything in your teeth, anything like that.
I really don't think so. I really thought that we were hitting it off,
And anything weird didn't happen during the date?
Not at all. Like, I've racked my brain about that. And, I mean, maybe there's, some little things I'm thinking about, but I think it's just my mind playing tricks. Like, nothing really crazy happened. So it was just weird how she kind of just got, cold,
Sure.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's do this. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call her for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. So we got Mitchell and Stephanie on the 7:15 second date update today. We're doing a replay on 995QYK. So Mitchell reached out to us. They went on a date at Caddy's in Bradenton. Mitchell felt very confident about the date, but then afterwards he's been hitting her up for another date and has not heard anything back. Now, this is where it got a little creepy because we got Stephanie on the phone and she told us exactly why she was not responding to Mitchell.
I can't believe he said that there weren't any awkward moments. Okay, it's not like this guy isn't good looking. He is. He's good looking. He's nice. And, the thing is, he's an artist, right? Which still, no problem. But he decided to bring some of his sketches with him on our date. And, I understand sometimes guys like to show girls what they can do. They like to show things off, right? So still not a problem. Showed me some of his work. It was beautiful. The problem is, as I was drinking my drink, enjoying some food, he was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to sketch you.
What?
Right then and there.
What? At the table?
Yes. Isn't that weird? I mean, who wants to be, sketched at a table? Like, up until then, I was kind of having a good time, but it's like, so I'm sipping my drink. I like the place. Again, that would have been fine. But he's like insisting on sketching me. And he's like, oh, the lighting is great in here. And you're so pretty. And I was like, I'm not really comfortable with this. And he's like, oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's going to turn out great. And just insisted on drawing me instead of, having a normal conversation like two people on a first date. I mean, do you see how weird this was?
Yeah. I wish you could see all of our faces in this room right now.
I would have been so embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I felt very self-conscious and I'm usually not. It's just, I was really taken aback. I've never had anybody do anything like that. This was a new one.
Well, I'm glad it hasn't happened before.
that would be really weird
when we say, man, you definitely have a type.
Yeah.
We actually have Mitchell on the phone. Stephanie, I would love to get his reaction on this because he did not tell us any of this.
Mitchell,
you there?
I'm here. I'm like...
Is that true?
I just can't believe that that's the issue. I don't understand. Like, that was,
You don't do that at dinner.
Man, Lana.
Yeah.
The lighting was so right for that. So, honestly, it's, finished now, so we can see this.
The timing was not... It was not appropriate. Do you understand that at all?
I can see that, but if you saw the finished thing, which I have now, is,
not
so amazing.
Point.
You're going to, just flip out.
Not the point. there's a time and a place for things. I mean, I just barely had met you. We were having a conversation, and then you insist on, you know, pulling out your sketch pad and drawing me. I felt very uncomfortable. I mean, I'm telling you the truth here, because it's not a good tactic on a first date.
Yeah, Mitchell, I mean, you kind of put her on the spot, don't you think?
I guess I... You know, again, though, if you were to see it now, you would realize that it was worth it, you know, so that it's not a big deal once you see the finished thing.
Is this
right? Listen, I mean, come on.
Is this something that you normally do when you meet women? You just pull out a sketch pad and start drawing them?
I mean, it depends. If the lighting and the inspiration is like that, then, yeah, you got to go with it. I mean, obviously. You know? You
are dedicated to your craft. Yes. I'll give you that.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this something that you can get past? I mean, if Mitchell, like, left his sketch pad, sketch pad in the car, and you guys just, because you said you were having a good time during the date, Stephanie, would you maybe be willing to go on another date with him?
You know, I'd have to say no, because it really weirded me out, and he's not even getting the point now. Yeah. He just doesn't get how weird and creepy that was.
Yeah.
Mitchell, I'll give you the last word if you want to, you know, plead your case one more time.
I'm just confused why that's weird and creepy, and I just think that you wouldn't think that if you saw the finished product.
We're still not getting the point.
No.
All right, well, listen, Mitchell, I'm sorry we couldn't make a second date happen for you. I appreciate you reaching out to us. I wish you luck in your dating life and your artistic life. And also, Stephanie, thanks for coming on with us. Have a great day as well, okay?
Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that was creepier the second time I've heard it.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Oh, my God.
No question about it.
Unless you're working at Disney and you're a character artist, there's no reason to be doing that.
In the middle of dinner?
That's
Come
strange.
On, dude.
By the way, who carries their sketch pad around?
Really?
I mean, I guess he's an artist, so he has a sketch pad in case something inspires him. But on a first date?
Don't bring it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Don't bring that.
It's funny you have to tell somebody, hey, don't bring that.
Yeah,
it's not a good idea.
Things you don't bring on a first date. A sketch pad would be one of them.
All right, we're going to have a brand new 7:15 second date update tomorrow. If you miss any of these, you can get caught up at 995QYK.com on the Tampa Bay Morning Crew podcast. Guess what, Kevin? We're going to get Lana on the phone.
Ooh.
We got to talk about why she's out today.
Yes.
Very emotional day for her. All right, so this is going to be good to have her on the phone. That is 6 minutes away. Chris Young, Raised on Country. Thanks for having us on. It's 995QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let the dog sound!
Well, you may be wondering where Lana is today, and we'll be happy to tell you. You know, obviously we know that she loves her dog very, very, very much.
Yes.
It's her child.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
which I can relate to. Petey's
yes.
The same thing. But she's out today because it's a very, very emotional day for her. She's on the phone right now. Isn't that right, Lana?
It's not that bad.
Well, yeah, you missed work. That's emotional.
I had to skip work because I had to bring my dog in at 8, and there's no feasible way of me getting that done and working at the same time.
Well, yeah. I mean, we all have friends that probably could help us out. But anyway,
that's
whatever.
True.
That's not the point. Lana, tell us what's happening today with your dog, Louie.
He's getting a dental.
Does he have to be put asleep?
Sedated.
Yeah, so he's going to be groggy all day.
He's got to be put to sleep. But my biggest issue is the barking at me because he wants his breakfast. I can't feed him.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm literally out walking him right now in my neighborhood because I'm trying to keep him busy because all he wants to do is bark and bark and bark and bark at me because he does not understand why he has not had his breakfast.
Right. Now, so, well, let me ask you a question. People that have jobs as well and dogs, how do you think they handle this? Do you think they take the day off?
Yeah. Well, they asked their boss if they could come in late after they dropped their dog off.
Sure.
Which would be great.
Yeah.
But I have an hour drive to work, so I would get to work at 9:15.
Right.
We're off the air at 9:45, so what's the point?
I mean, but honestly, we'd love to see you. We have prep for the show for tomorrow.
Let me ask you a question, Lana. Don't they have afternoon appointments?
No, not when it comes to a dental. They don't.
I would like the contact information of your vet so I can just verify what you're saying.
So let let me get this straight. It's okay for Kevin to take the day off and go to the beach and then, or excuse me, take a week off and go to the beach, but it's not okay for me to take a day off and take my dog to the vet to get a procedure done?
Let me tell you the difference of that, okay?
Here we go.
What was it before a couple weeks ago, Kevin, when was the last time you took a vacation?
It was Christmas time.
Christmas. So it's Christmas time, which
we
all had off.
I didn't get one.
So he had a little family time. So now we're talking about a dog that is having dental work.
I don't have anybody to bring Louie in.
Lana, there's plenty of people in your life, I feel like. You have friends every single weekend.
No one is going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and drive to my house and then bring my dog into the vet.
Well, if they love you enough, they will.
They are.
Yes, ma'am.
They are. You know how important my dog is to me. You would want to be there when Petey got dropped off before he went under anesthesia because you want him to know everything is okay. I'm not going to have some stranger drop my dog off.
I'm a phone call away. If something happened, I'm a phone call away. But I trust the doctor. What kind of shady vet are you going to today? This guy coming in a van or what?
No, that's what I'm saying. I have to drop him off. I'm not allowed to go inside because of COVID.
Right.
So I have to drop him off. But I wanted to be there to drop my dog. This is my baby.
That is your baby, and so is mine, and mine's at home because I have to work. Lana, we just wanted to make sure that everybody knew why you weren't here, because we've gotten a ton of calls with people worried
sick about you. Phone lines are blowing up, aren't they?
Yeah, well, actually, I think it was Kevin that called me on the other line, but it's all right. It's not a big deal.
Wanted to be there this morning. I really did, but unfortunately, my dog is my family, and I think they call it a personal day.
A personal day. All right. We're going to call it the dog days of summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, will you be back tomorrow?
I will.
And let me ask you this.
Louie, good luck on his dental this morning.
Of course. We've been praying for Louie. We love Louie. Yes.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you brushed your teeth this morning?
I did, actually.
All right, cool. So you've already had your own dental.
I've already had my own dental,
All right.
But you know what I'm not doing? I haven't eaten breakfast yet because I feel it's rude for me to eat if my dog can't eat.
Really? You think your dog's going to notice and get nervous about it?
Yes, because I always give him a little bit of bacon when I make
breakfast. Oh, my gosh, Lana.
So, wait,
your dog isn't going to be jealous.
I'm waiting to eat until I drop my dog off.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's all in. You got to give her that. She's committed.
It's true.
All right. Well, we miss you today. We just wanted to check in to see how you're doing. We'll be praying for Louie. He'll be absolutely fine. No worries.
Thank you, guys. You're so sweet. I'm glad you are very supportive of me taking my day off and taking my dog into the bed. I appreciate it.
Apparently, you weren't listening during this phone call. We are not. But we miss you.
I love you guys.
All right. Love you back. Make
See
sure you
tomorrow.
Don't eat.
Bye.
Make sure you don't eat. Make sure you fast for your dog.
That's right.
All right. Talk to you later, Lana. She is one of a kind.
To say the least.
To say the least.
Yeah.
No, but we just like to give her a little bit of grief this morning because we were teasing her all weekend about it. Anyway, we are praying for Louie. Louie's going to do great. All right, Lana, if you're still listening, it's 995 QYK. I need a player for some Universal tickets right now. We're going to play a little game. You better know Universal, though. You better know that park very, very well, because that's what we're going to test you on right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. I'll take the first caller. Natalie in Tampa right now playing a little game. You got to know Universal. Now, listen to me. We're very excited to be giving away Universal tickets. Are you a big fan of the parks?
Yes.
All right. So what I'm going to do is, you got to get two out of three questions right. I'm going to name some attractions that are in a certain park. It's a 50-50 thing. So it's either going to be in Islands of Adventure or Universal Studios. Have you been to both?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. You ready?
I think so.
All right. Here we go. Tell me what park Revenge of the Mummy is located in.
Revenge of the Mummy, I think, is in Universal.
You would be correct.
Universal Studios.
Way to go.
Yay.
Very popular attraction.
Imhotep.
There he is. Kevin's a big fan. All right. Question two. Which park is the Incredible Hulk coaster in?
Yes.
Islands of Adventure.
Islands of Adventure.
Have you ridden it?
Yes.
Were you scared?
Yes.
Well, they did a good job.
I love that roller coaster because it shoots you off at the beginning. It's like, great. I love it.
It's awesome.
All right. And finally, you've already won, by the way. We're going to do a fun one, though, okay? And finally, which park is Fast and the Furious in?
Universal.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a winner.
3 for 3.
You've got Universal tickets for you. We're going to throw in a parking pass as well. Who are you taking with you?
My husband and my kids.
I love
it. Look
that.
At that.
Well, you guys have a great time, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, let's talk about some new music. Miranda Lambert put out a new music video for her song Dark Bars. It's pretty interesting. She goes through Nashville during this pandemic where a lot of the bars are empty, and she's kind of showing like how different it looks when they are desolate. Now, Kevin, you've been to Nashville. I've been to Nashville.
Yes.
Usually it's packed. It's hard to get into a bar.
I know.
You can check out this video right now on our Facebook page. The song is called Dark Bars. Now, speaking of new country, Tim McGraw has announced that he will put out a new album on August 21st. It's going to be called Here on Earth, and here is the title track.
It's like we opened up for the very first time. Where we find out why we're here on Earth. Here on Earth.
There. So that album comes out August 21st. Look for that. Well, it was a somber week. We lost a legend in Charlie Daniels, and they had a memorial service on Friday where Trace Atkins, Travis Tritt, Vince Gill, and many more performed. And Vince Gill did one of his songs. Gotta love this. It's called Go Rest High on the Mountain.
Go rest high on that mountain. Sung you. On earth is done. Go to heaven to shout. Love for the Father and the Son.
If you're not a Vince Gill fan, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, his voice, his guitar playing.
That was just him and the guitar.
Yeah, so good. Very moving service,
yes.
Honoring Charlie Daniels. Kind of some somber news here. I was very shocked by this. Darius Rucker and his wife are divorcing after 20 years of marriage.
Man.
Darius said this in an Instagram post. Beth and I would like to share that after much reflection, we have made a decision to consensually uncouple.
Uncouple.
We remain close friends and parenting partners and continue to be each other's biggest cheerleaders. Well, hopefully they will remain friends, and we wish them the best. Now, on the other side of things, the past 10 years, Mike and Carrie have been married. Carrie Underwood's
10 years?
I know, is that crazy? Celebrating their 10-year anniversary.
Man.
She said this, the past 10 years have been pretty incredible with you. Here's to many more without the bowl cuts. I love you, and I thank the good Lord he brought those two kids together. Happy anniversary to you. So congratulations on that. And finally, we've saved the best for last. The QYK mini concert series continues this afternoon right here on 995 QYK. It is Mr. Luke Combs. Going to do a show live from his home at 4 o'clock and then again at 8 o'clock. Here he is right now, Luke Combs, his new one, Loving on You. Here's an I Feel Good story for you right now. It's JR and Kevin, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Lana out today. All right. So we got to give a big ups to Katy Page, who first adopted Grayson in 2017 and then Hannah in 2018, which are both siblings.
Right.
Okay. Well, it finds out that their other sibling is now up for adoption. So she reunites all three kids by adopting the third kid named Jackson. So now she has three adopted kids who are all siblings.
Awesome.
How cool is that?
That is so cool.
Their biological mother gave false information, so Paige didn't know the kids were related until a DNA test confirmed it. This woman is in Colorado and literally doing the Lord's work and making sure that these kids are taken care of and then all together.
That
I mean, that's
so
uncommon.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Because kids can get lost in the system and, you know, the adoption and all that. But thank God they did the DNA test and they confirmed they all three are related. So Katy Page, way to go. Grayson, Hannah, Jackson, all together.
Wow.
That makes me feel good right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no
love
doubt about
that.
It.
I Feel Good story for you on 99.5 QYK. The title of this article is Achieve the Impossible. It's 995 QYK. JR and Kevin here, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. For the first time, this happened in the Army. For the first time, a woman soldier will join the Green Berets.
Awesome.
Now, my dad was Army. He was not a Green Beret. But the Green Berets are pretty much... Now, someone might correct me on this, but they are a very elite team. They are special forces, so kind of the Navy SEALs of the Army. Right. The best of the best.
Yes.
The hardest of the hardest. And you've seen some of these documentaries about how the training and the camps they have to go through to become a Green Beret is insane. Now, she is left unnamed for security reasons, so you know it's the real deal.
Yes.
She's a bad A, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She is killing it. So she is the first woman to do that since the Special Forces for the Army Green Beret was established in the 1950s. Long overdue. Now, women have been made eligible. They haven't always been eligible to do this. It started in 2016. Women were able to apply or whatever you want to call it, or train or try to go to the camp of a Green Beret. And she is now a Green Beret.
That's so cool.
Love that.
Wow, that's awesome.
I want to meet her.
Yes, you do.
I bet you she was whipping some of those dudes, too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You know, and I think any woman will tell you this. I mean, when you get into a male-dominated business, you really got to prove yourself that you can not only hang with the guys, but because there's a stigma, obviously.
Oh, of course.
This is what it is, all right? I understand. But I'm so pro-women in these things when they do go after this, and then they are better than, you know, half the men.
Yep.
So it is a big, big deal. Very excited for this woman. I'm sure as things go on, we may see a picture of her or whatnot. But well accomplished, a job well done, and an impossible job well done, really. There's not a shot. I probably couldn't even tie my boots. Did I do them wrong, sir? You need to go home, JR. You're out of here.
You're gone.
I mean, literally, they do that. You mess up on one thing, they'll send you home. You got to be... everything.
Yep.
That is awesome. So congratulations to her. All right. I got an I Feel Good story coming up next for you about a mom. We got to tip our hat to a super mom. It's your I Feel Good story next.
Today at 4.
Time for trending in Tampa Bay. There's only one place to go for that, and that is a CMA award-winning broadcast and 22-year veteran.
Yes.
On 99.5 QIK. Kevin, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
There's actually not much going on today. There's one big...
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
There's one big thing going on. I mean, do you really want to hear about gas prices going up nationally? No, nobody does.
All right.
But with help from family and friends, siblings Ella and Jaden, who are 16 years old, launched Mask Up St. Pete, a nonprofit selling and donating masks. The 100% cotton masks are handmade. Designs range from sports teams to vintage. Prices start around $10 for every mask they sell. They donate one to someone in need. Can also simply buy and donate a mask for a good cause. So this is cool. Get more info about it at maskupstpete.com. Governor Ron DeSantis said at least 1,000 state contracted medical personnel, including nurses, will be heading to some of Florida's hardest hit areas to help hospitals keep up with the growing need for patient care. Some will be assigned to hospitals, others will go to long-term care facilities, and a select few may be chosen to work at testing sites. Florida broke the national record for the number of coronavirus cases reported in one day. That happened yesterday. The state reported 15,300 new cases.
Oh my gosh. That's not an award we want to win, people.
No.
Throw your mask on.
No. Let's, And finally, today is National French Fry Day.
Yummy.
Every year on July the 13th, we celebrate National French Fry Day. This year, it's been a little bit different. 7-Eleven has canceled their free Slurpee Day. You know, obviously it's been a little bit different, but it hasn't stopped restaurants from offering freebies and deals on French fries. McDonald's offering free medium fries exclusively available through their McDonald's app. Burger King, you can find several offers, including $1 large fry on the BK app. At Checkers, get a small, medium, or large fry for just $1. And you can find more deals for National French Fry Day at our 99.5 QYK Facebook page. So enjoy your French fries today. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir!
The best right there.
Yes.
That is CMA award-winning broadcaster and 22-year radio veteran, Kevin. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.